This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
To another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, do something. If you head up to the website, that's therealside.com. Like I said, you can watch live, you can listen live. There's a lot you can do there. You can also sign up for our weekly news, our newsletter, whatever. I don't even know what you want to call it. But it definitely gives you information on who we're going to have on the show, topics we're going to be discussing, some of the stories that have been published. Should you decide that you want to give a few bucks, it's really simple. I try to make it as easy as possible for anybody who wants to get involved. So if you want to text GOJO, just one word, GOJO, to 77948, that's GOJO, to 77948, you get $5, $10, 50,000, whatever you have hanging out that you don't know what to do with. And again, I do so much appreciate your time. Hey, after the break, I hope this time, we had technical issues last time, Abby Johnson is the CEO and founder of a group called And Then There Were None. And it's a ministry that helps get abortion workers out of the industry. Now, there's a stigma that goes along with being in there. And people at some point in time decide, hey, you know what, this ain't right. Shouldn't be doing this. And, you know, I would hope that my listeners, anyway, have a little forgiveness in their bones. And when somebody comes to that knowledge, Abby's got a story in and of herself some of you may not know. But she's also the author of Unplanned and the host of a podcast, Politely Rude. Ooh, my kind of girl. Anyway, her recent angst, if you would, is that as a Catholic, you know, working at Planned Parenthood for years, she figured out what was going on, and now she can't understand why self-professed Catholics like Joe Biden, Becerra out of California, Kathleen Sebelius, and more don't give any thought to abortion as being against God's law. And that the bishops and others in the churches are still very accepting of them, if you would. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right, the one that has got Obama slamming his head against his desk there at home, which I think is wonderful. Apparently, according to a new poll, Trump has ended Obama's 12-year run as the most admired man. That's according to a new Gallup poll. President Trump has ended Obama's 12-year run. 18% of the survey respondents named Trump as their most admired man, compared to 15% who named Obama, 6% who named President-elect Joe Biden. Oh, my God. That had to be his family just voting over and over again. 3% named National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases Director Anthony Fauci. 2% named Pope Francis. Now, rounding out the top 10 were Tesla CEO Elon Musk and Bernie Sanders. Microsoft founder Bill Gates. Lakers star LeBron James. Look at these people. Really. why is Bernie Sanders so admired? This was the guy that went running away from the microphone when the BLM people showed up. And as far as Bill Gates goes, all right, great. He built a company, got lots of money, easy to be philanthropic and all of that. And Lakers star LeBron James, I say I'm not a sports guy. I have a hard time thinking these guys are wonderful and great when in true reality, what have they done? Do you know what I'm saying? I mean, the great sports stars, we're giving them, you know, like $1 billion for what? Running up and down the court, knocking a hockey puck around? Again, I'm not taking away from the sport of it and or the athletics of it. But the great thing is the record holder for the appearances in the survey's top 10 is the late Reverend Billy Graham, who made the list 61 times before his death. Former President Jimmy Carter. Now see, that goes to show you, they're willing, this cancel culture, they're willing to forgive Jimmy Carter, one of the most racist presidents, one of the most racist people next to LBJ in the Democrat Party, and yet he's forgiven. Cancel culture today will, you know, they'll ruin anybody's life when they think they've done something wrong. 855-732-5555. I want to make sure I got that story. Massachusetts has lowered its age for abortions without consent. I mean, these people have, like, lost their minds. It's one of many states, but Massachusetts now. The legislature overrode its Republican governor's veto of a bill that expanded abortion access and to include 16-year-olds to obtain abortions without parental consent. That was passed earlier this month, and Governor Charlie Baker said that while he agreed with some of the bill's provisions, he couldn't get behind one that lowered the age of consent from 18 to 16 years of age. Now, it allows the abortions, Roe versus Wade, allow the abortions after 24 weeks if the child isn't expected to survive after birth. Now, you know, the reality is it's not true. I mean, it really isn't true. When you go looking at truly what do you want to call it, the ruling by the Supreme Court, it really had nothing to do with weeks and whether the baby could survive. It had to do everything with the mother's with the mother's safety, and even then, up to a certain point. And third trimester abortions were almost illegal. But somehow we've gone from that to abortion on demand anytime without excuse and without apology. Isn't that great? Wonderful people. Anyway, you said you couldn't support the sections of this proposal.
Remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM. With little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Welcome, swingers. Pull up a groove and get fabulous.
I can't watch this because it's creepy and wrong and sick. However, I will watch out of curiosity.
The Real Side. Now, Joe Messina.
We're back. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, Joe, at therealside.com. Joe at therealside.com. Guys, you know my passion for pro-life and how often we talk about, you know, the what I'll say is the evils of abortion on the show. So I'm really excited to have her on. I haven't seen her in a couple of years. Last time I saw her, she was pregnant with her youngest, and we were at the, would you call it the unveiling, if you would, of the movie Unplanned. A great movie. I tell you guys, you got to grab a copy, but you got to share it with friends. Have it Unplanned at night, if you would. Abby Johnson, she's the CEO and founder of And Then There Were None, a ministry that helps get abortion workers out of the industry. She's also the author of Unplanned and a host of a podcast called Politely Rude. Love the title, Abby. That's great. Oh, they know what they're in for. So listen, I'm really excited about having you on the show, but one of the things I want you to tell people before we get into it and we get away from it is tell people what And Then There Were None about, and why do abortion workers need help getting out of the industry? Just quit and go work somewhere else.
Yeah, that's what we hear from a lot of people. Like, what's the big deal? Like, I wanted a different job. I just quit my job and left. And, that seems to be the answer, right? It's a little different when you work in the abortion clinic. I mean, a lot of our workers talk about how it's almost like working in a cult, like leaving a cult. A lot of our workers, they end up facing lawsuits against Planned Parenthood, against the abortion industry, you know. You don't leave a whole lot of jobs where your employer then goes on to sue you to try to keep you quiet. That's a real fear and a reality that a lot of our clients end up facing. So they need legal help. They need legal representation. They feel very alone. I mean, and look, we're not talking about people who are leaving like a fast food restaurant type of job. I mean, these people are working in an industry where they are facing evil every single day. They are working to help kill babies every day. So there's a real spiritual battle. There's a real spiritual element here. And they need a support system to help them leave. The abortion industry, when you say, I'm not going to work for you anymore, they will go on the attack. You become their enemy. Former abortion industry workers are the Achilles heel of the abortion industry. And so they will give you a bad reference. I mean, look, I was their employee of the year, and they tried to make me out to be a terrible worker. They just given me a freaking award, and they tried to make it out to be like I was a terrible employee for them. So they will try to discredit you. They will try to make it out to be like you were a disgruntled, terrible employee for them. They'll make it really difficult for you to get another job. So we step in to try to provide employment help, to provide a safety net. We don't want people saying, well, I want to leave my job killing babies, but I really can't because I'm a single mom. I have bills to pay. I have insurance needs. I have, this, this, and that. Look, when you decide that abortion is evil, that you want to flee from that, we want you to leave immediately. We don't want you to have to worry about paying your mortgage or, putting food on the table for your kids. We will provide that transitional financial assistance. So whatever they need, we're going to help them find it. We're going to be that safety net for them.
But, Abby, a lot of people, one of the things when I watch that movie, and I will tell you, because of that movie Unplanned, I've always been pro-life, so don't take this the wrong way. But and being a Christian, I always knew that, God was about life. But never the reality of what was going on, the reality of what was happening, didn't really hit me until I saw that movie, okay? And my attitude now is, my litmus test would, if you will not protect innocent life, I'm not voting for you, I'm not supporting you, and I'm not helping you. That is my basis now when I'm helping people run for office. But you bought into that lie, as many young women I'm sure do, that it's just a blob of cells. It's really not a life. It's not an anything. How do we combat that?
Well, I mean, look, we can always go to the science, right? So people that aren't necessarily faith-filled like we are. Now, we know as Christians, I have a problem talking about science because I know that science is not, my science, my belief in science comes from my creator, right? It comes from God. So I don't have a problem talking to people about the science of fetal development, about the science of being pro-life. I don't feel like it's at odds at all. But for some people who are like, well, I don't want to talk about Jesus. Don't talk to me about God. That's, blah, blah, blah. Don't shove your religion down my throat. I don't have a problem talking, you know, not talking to them about God at all and just talking to them about the science. So, sure. You know, we can talk to them about that, but ultimately, you know, a lot of times our job is just to plant seeds of truth.
Yep.
And then, you know, we plant the seeds of truth. I'm not going to debate with somebody. Oh, my gosh. I'm not going to get into, like, a 345-comment argument on Facebook or Twitter or whatever. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to waste my time doing it. What I am going to do is I'm going to plant seeds of truth. I'm going to walk away. And then I'm going to allow the Holy Spirit to do his job of convicting that person. And it may be in that moment. It may be 5 years from now. It's not my job to change someone's mind.
Right.
Only God can do that, right? But it is my job as a disciple of Christ to speak God's truth and to plant those seeds everywhere I go.
No, I totally agree with you. And, you know, the science thing is always funny. I always say, look, I believe in science, but I believe that the reason H2O equals water is not because science says so. It's because God says so. That's the way he set it up. And science just found it and said, hey, guess what? H2O equals water. That's the way I see it. That's
right.
The way I approach it. But to your point, you know, again, I don't get in long discussions with people, but I do like to give them something, to your point, to think about, which is, you know, when is the heartbeat? When is the feeling? When is it life? You need to come up with these ideas. And the asinine thought that a woman walking to an abortion clinic to end the life, to kill that baby, and somehow there's an accident, she gets hit by a car, the baby dies, and that person could be brought up on involuntary manslaughter charges, makes, I don't care how much dope you smoke, that can't make any sense. And it doesn't make any sense. So it's almost like it's craziness going somewhere to happen. When we come back from the break, though, I do want to talk to you about how is it the Catholics and Christians and religious people who believe that God is all about life can vote for people who openly push for abortion, who openly support abortion, if you would. It totally eludes me. We'll be back in a few minutes. Show me your host, Stokofar. Got a lot more coming up. Abby Johnson will still be with us. We come back from the break. A Catholic convert who worked at Planned Parenthood for 8 years. And I'll tell you what, if you haven't seen the movie, grab it and watch it this weekend. We'll be back in a few minutes.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now. And get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Thank you.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Senate Majority Leader says there's no chance of a quick vote on $2,000 stimulus checks. In remarks Wednesday on the Senate floor, Mitch McConnell said he wants to pass targeted economic relief instead of a broader approach that will require borrowing even more money.
The Senate's not going to be bullied into rushing out more borrowed money into the hands of Democrat rich friends who don't need the help. We just approved almost $1 trillion in aid a few days ago. It struck a balance between broad support for all kinds of households and a lot more targeted relief for those who need help the most. We're going to stay smart, we're going to stay focused, and we're going to continue delivering on the needs for our nation.
With the rejection of the House's bill, the extra stimulus payments are not likely to be taken up again until the new Congress is seated on January 3rd. This is USA Radio News.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Never mind, dear. Chin up. That's right, both of them. Yeah.
Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-800-8557-32-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. If you head up to the website, just hit the listen live button or the information, and it gives you a list of stations, places where you can grab the show, and you should grab the show. We video stream, and you can hear us all over the place. But I'm excited to have with me Abby Johnson. She's the CEO and the founder of And Then There Were None, a ministry that helps get abortion workers out of the industry. She also is the author of Unplanned. Look, grab the movie. I'm not just saying that because she's on with me. I bought like 20 copies of it, and I give it away to people because I think you need to see it. Even if you're against abortion, even if you understand what it is, the movie really lays out, and Abby, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but what hit me too was watching God work in your heart through that whole movie. And the actress seemed to do a great job of portraying how God was dealing with you in that movie, correct?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it was...
In a loving way.
You know, it was a tough road. I mean, to sort of come to the realization of what I had done, what I had been a part of. But gosh, there were so many people, you know, praying for me all of those years, and in particular my husband and my parents, and so many people in my family, my grandparents. I mean, you know, so many people just consistently praying for me over that 8-year time period.
Yeah. No, it was great. It was great to see that play through. All right. One of the things I talked to you about during the break, it's been an irritant of mine for I've been doing the show almost 14 years now, and it's always been one of those things where I never understood, first and foremost, and I'm not asking you to judge anybody. I'll do that. I don't mind getting in trouble. I don't know how a Christian, how a Catholic, how somebody who believes in God and believes that God is about life and family, how they vote for someone who is all about pushing, supporting, and being part of an organization like Planned Parenthood that openly espouses killing babies. The baby shouldn't be a burden on the mother. You may have newer numbers than I do, but the last time I checked, there were 16 parents waiting to adopt every baby that was aborted. All right, now that's an older number, so I don't know how new it is now or how close it is, but I do not understand how these pastors, priests, or what have you, condone abortion. Why are they supporting these people that are running for office, like the Bidens of the world, that will allow them to take communion, that will allow them... I mean, I'm just confused. Help me out. You've been dealing with this longer than me.
I don't have any better answer than you do. I mean, it's insanity. It is evil. And I'll be honest with you. I probably have even more of a problem with, I mean, look, if somebody's going to come out and say, look, this is where I stand and I'm a pastor, but I believe abortion's okay. I probably have less problem with that person than I do with the person who says, well, I mean, I know abortion's not okay. But, you know, I don't feel like we should be talking about it in the church. I mean, I probably have more of an issue with that pastor than I do with the one who's just boldly leading people astray, than the one who is quietly, leading people right to hell. Because they are doing it... And they're being so confusing. They're confusing people with their silence, and their apathy is confusing people. And instead of boldly proclaiming where they stand and what the Bible says, they're allowing people to just come up with their own conclusions, and that's so incredibly dangerous. And that's really where I believe the majority of churches are in our nation. It's just apathy. It's apathy from the pulpit. It's silence from the pulpit. I mean, I would rather call out a heretic and say, this guy who's you know, a pastor and boldly pro-choice, I mean, he's a heretic, so let's just all call him crazy and say he doesn't know what he's talking about, right?
Yeah.
But the pastor who's quietly just saying, well, I know, and everybody knows I'm personally pro-life, but I'm not going to say anything about it from the pulpit, you know, you're sitting there and allowing people who are in crisis, who are sitting in your pews, who are sitting in your congregation, to have questions about their own crisis pregnancy, to have questions about whether they can be forgiven for their past abortion. You know, you're allowing confusion to rise up in your congregation, and shame on you. And you, as a leader of that congregation, you will be judged for that.
Oh, I agree. Listen, do you think it's apathy or just a real lack of belief? You know, a lack of belief in what they say, you know, they're reading every Sunday, we're going to church, and believing in. I find it interesting that some of these people I talk to, A, they don't really understand Scripture, and they really do believe. They can't tell me where to find it, and probably to your point, maybe a pastor told them, but they really believe that God is okay with abortion, because why would God want this 16-year-old girl to have the burden of a baby?
Yeah, right. Well, I mean, look, people are so confused right now. I mean, look what even happened with the Catholic Church, okay? Like, you know, a year ago, the Catholic Church came out and said, you know, we are making abortion the priority issue, you know, in this upcoming election. And that, you know, that's the issue we are really taking issue with. And that is the primary issue that we are going to focus on in this upcoming election. And then all of a sudden, it became all about social justice, right? And all of a sudden, somehow, racism is equal to abortion. Now, I'm not saying racism isn't bad, okay? Yeah, racism's terrible. But in the end, you cannot compare racism with innocently destroying and slaughtering a million babies a year mm-hmm. in the womb. You just can't. Okay? You can't. No. They are not on the same playing field. Now, nobody's willing to say it, and because I'm a white person, I'm going to be called racist for even that coming out of my mouth. Okay? But that is the reality. Okay?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, the Catholic Church is like, oh, okay, well, actually, wait a minute, racism and abortion are both bad. So we're going to focus on both of these things. And then all of a sudden it was, you know, now we're focusing on income disparities. And wait a minute. Now what else are we focusing
don't
on?
Forget climate,
now
don't forget climate change. Don't forget that one. You'll get in trouble.
And, the climate's going in the crapper. So let's focus on that too. I mean, now all of a sudden abortion is on the bottom rung of what they're even focusing on, what they're talking about, when abortion is the primary issue that we as Christians should be concerned about when we go to the polls. And then look what happened. Over 50% of Catholics voted for Joe Biden, the most pro-abortion ticket we have ever had in the history of presidential elections. Then the USCCB goes on to congratulate him on his win. Then the flippin' Pope goes on to make a congratulatory phone call to him. And then we're sitting here going, oh, and then Argentina, the Pope's homeland, today legalizes abortion. And the Pope says not one word about it. And then we're all sitting here going, gosh, we just don't understand why nobody's talking about abortion in the churches. Really? We don't understand it. Our leaders are so cowardly and weak on this issue. It's no wonder that almost 60% of women walking into the doors of abortion clinics are coming from our churches, because our pastors and our leaderships are too mealy-mouthed to even open their mouths and say the word abortion from the pulpit.
Yeah, I agree with you, and I've seen it. I was there again at another church service where a couple came up to an older couple came up to the pastor and told him he really shouldn't be ready for this. He shouldn't be talking about abortion in church because we shouldn't be politicizing the issue. And I'm thinking, is it the word abortion that has politicized the issue? Or maybe we should just call it what it is. It's the taking of human life, period. Taking of created life, a life that God had created and had a plan for. I mean, the Bible says that God has a plan for everybody, for every person. So you're you are stopping God's plan from moving forward with that particular human being. I can't even wrap my mind around that. God.
You know, it's crazy, yeah.
Hold on, we got to go for a quick break, but yeah, you get me all wound up here. But I do want to talk about some of these vaccines, or the vaccines which were tested with aborted baby cells. That's disgusting, even in and of itself. Joe Messina, your host, don't go far. Abby Johnson will be with us after the break. You're listening to The Real Side.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs at Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
We are back. Jones Senior, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-556. Somebody made a comment about my hair. Are you guys serious? It's radio, first of all. So I really don't get crazy about the hair, but here in sunny Southern California, it's been pretty windy, and I don't want to eat up too much of my guest time. But the asinine thing about this place is we spent $1 billion to put up windmills to catch the wind, to harness the energy, right? So you know that whole green energy thing. And what do when the wind gets when it gets too windy? We shut them down. Because we're afraid that electric power lines are going to fall down and burn up the forest. And just you cannot smoke enough dope to have this make sense. And I'm not kidding. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Again, check out the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot happening there. I want to welcome Abby Johnson back to the show. She's the CEO and founder of And Then There Were None, a ministry that helps get abortion workers out of the industry. You got to pick up, you got to see the movie, Unplanned, and learn more about Abby. I mean, it takes a lot of guts, and again, I'm not just saying because she's here, I've said it before, it takes a lot of guts for these people to speak out, whether it's about abortion or any of the other social issues that they're trying to shove down our throats, and it's wrong. And there's nothing wrong with you sticking up for God's word, sticking up for what you believe. It shouldn't be You shouldn't be afraid to do it. And that's what they've done. They bullied us into being afraid to do it. Anyhow, Abby, thanks for being with me. I appreciate your time.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah. My PR lady always says to me, you're one of the only older white guys that openly talks about abortion. And I said, well, if we're not going to do it, who else is going to do it? Because the younger people don't do it that much. You've got a few, but you don't have them in masses like I'd like to see happen with younger people, because they don't want to impose their beliefs on anybody else. It's quite interesting conversations I've had with them.
Yeah.
But before the break, we were talking about something that not many people know about, and some actually even poo-poo when we try to talk about it, which is a lot of these vaccines, and this one in particular, was tested using aborted baby cells. And yet, mm-hmm. a lot of the faithful are fine with it. Matter of fact, a lot of people in positions of authority are saying it's morally permissible. What is your thoughts on this?
You know, they came out with a statement and they said, well, the Pfizer vaccine and the Moderna vaccine, they're okay because they were only tested and researched with the aborted baby cells. But you should try to avoid the AstraZeneca vaccine because those were tested and the aborted baby cells are actually in the vaccine. So that's a little worse than the other ones. I mean, they're all problematic, but these are less problematic than the other. So, I mean, it's so ridiculous and convoluted and confusing. How about if anything is made with dead babies or produced with dead babies or researched with dead babies, people of conscience stay away from it? How about that? I mean, how easy is that? And here's the thing. If the Catholic Church would have actually stepped up, and because here's the thing, there are other vaccines coming down the pipeline that are like on the cusp of being released, okay? If the Catholic Church would have actually, you know, stood up, and if they would have said, hey, look, we're telling the laity, we're telling the faithful, don't you even touch these vaccines that are tainted with dead babies from abortions. These other companies, you know, they would have hightailed it to make sure that their vaccines would have gotten out even faster, because that would have been the cash cow for them, right?
Oh, yeah.
But now these other companies, they've already distributed over 1 million vaccines, but the Catholic Church just rolled over and said, all right, well, if this is the best you're going to give us, we'll go ahead and compromise with evil and take it. I mean, the Bible is pretty clear that when you see evil, you aren't to compromise with it. You are to flee from it. Mm-hmm. But apparently, you know, those in charge of the CDF, those at the Vatican, the USCCB missed that memo.
Yeah, it's amazing. And again, I believe, like you do, this all has to do with evil. This is all just about the darkness. And, you know, you look at what these people are willing to do and willing to compromise on, whether it's the vaccine. Now, again, Joe Biden, I'm with you, I'm praying that he never makes it into office. But, you know, he's talking about sending money overseas for abortion, sending money back into Mexico City, back to the Mexican City policy. You know, it seems like abortion is among the top of the things that they need to fund while defunding defense, while defunding the wall and everything else. It's an obsession, Abby. I don't get it.
It is an obsession. And I'll tell you what is weird about this. So when I came out, I mean, I'm pretty much now, like, I am Catholic, but I'm pretty much persona non grata to the USCCB now, since I essentially picked a fight with them. But look, here's the thing. What's strange to me is that I come out. Now, I am a faithful Catholic, okay? I go to Latin Mass and everything, okay? I'm a faithful Catholic. I come out and I say, look, I used to hold aborted babies in my hands, okay? I, as someone who used to run an abortion clinic, I can never, ever participate in anything that involves abortion ever again. That includes this vaccine. Okay? I come out and say this. I now have priests, I mean, on my butt, okay, on Twitter and all this, telling me that I'm now outside of the church and no longer in good standing of the church because I won't accept a vaccine that was born off the backs of aborted babies. What is going on? What is going on when people who are supposed to be men of the cloth, people who are supposed to be men of God, are so rabidly defending a vaccine or anything for that matter that is produced and tested with dead aborted babies? There is something demonic there. There is something evil there. And I don't understand it. I don't get it. But I know evil when I see it because I lived it for 8 years, and I know that there is something evil there.
Right, listen, I'm it makes for boring radio, but I'm 100% in agreement with you. I think the same thing that's been going on, for 4 years with President Trump. I think it's just totally evil the way they came after him, the way they continue to come after him. One of the most pro-life administrations in decades. You look at things where nobody could see, like the Little Sisters of the Poor, the group of Catholic religious nuns, and their whole life vocation is to help other people, and yet they were being forced, or thank God they're not now, but they were being forced to offer contraception and or abortifacient pills to their employees, which is totally against what they believe. This is nothing but evil that is forcing these people to do these kind of things. So I'm with you 100%. But our people need to stand up. Christians and Catholics, you need to stand up in your pews. You need to stand up in your businesses. And I'm not talking about being a nut job and sticking your finger in people's faces. But there's more of us than we know. And we're so afraid to open our mouth like we're going to make somebody feel bad. Well, you know what? Make somebody feel bad. Seriously. Get up.
Yeah, who cares?
Don't be afraid. Bingo.
Who cares?
Who cares? Oh, my gosh. I mean, I am so done with people worrying about offending one another. Hey, Christians, how about you worry more about offending the heart of God than you do about offending your neighbor?
Amen.
Okay? I mean, like, come on. We have got to start saying, stop being the silent majority.
Yes. Yeah, and there's nothing, you know what? You don't have to yell in somebody's face, but you can be forceful. You can stand your ground. Look at these abortion clinics here in California. Not the abortion, but the crisis centers here in California. I worked with a couple of them. They were being forced or almost being forced at one time. The first thing out of their mouths was to tell the quote-unquote client coming in that they had abortion options, and here's where those abortion option places were. They were being mandated by law to do that. And a lot of the young women and men coming into those places weren't necessarily looking for an abortion. They were in trouble. They needed help. And we've been forced to tell them that the only help they actually have is an abortion, and that's so not true. I don't know about all crisis pregnancy centers, but the one close to us, the thing I loved about them was they found men and women of God that would come in and help counsel these young men and women. They were petrified. They were in a situation where they were pregnant. Dad didn't even know they were having sex. And you can work through these things. Not everything is the end of the world. And the young people need to know that. And they need to know that there's people out there that love them and care about them and will help them move through these things. And that's the job the church should be doing. And we're not doing it, are we?
We're not, and we have got to stop being silent. We have to start using our voices.
We've got them. Hey,
everywhere.
We're running out of time. Tell people how they can help you. What help do you need? How do they help you?
Well, I've got two ministries, and then there were none, and then I also have a ministry called Pro Love Ministries. In particular, we run a hotline called Love Line. You can go to proloveministries.com and find out what all that is about. Abortionworker.com is for and then there were none. You can find out more about me at abbyj.com, and check out my podcast. It's everywhere. You can listen to podcasts at Politely Rude with Abby Johnson.
Love that. Hey, Abby, keep up the word. God bless you for what you're doing, and I mean that sincerely. And check in with us again in a couple of months. I'd appreciate it.
Yep, I love it. Thank you.
Right. Good having you on. Joe Messina, your host. A lot more coming up. David Horowitz joins us after in the next hour. He's one of my favorites. And you know what? You can ask him a question and move it along. You listen to Real Side of GCN Live. Be back in a few minutes.